I'm joined by Dr. Bernard Gallagher, who's child protection expert at Huddersfield University. Morning, Bernard.
Morning, Stig.
Do you think that's... is your view that actually, by the time of 11, children are going to be subject to malign influences or the prospect of malign influences, so we have to arm them to do something about it rather than keep it from them?
Yeah, I agree. I think the way you've introduced the topic, I agree with all you've said, really. I mean, it's sad to say, but it's true, and I think we know this increasingly, that children are under a range of threats, including sexual abuse. I think it's important that we do enable them to, avoid those risks as much as possible. And I think these lessons that are being talked about, being offered in school, are appropriate.
Is there any downside in your view about the explicit nature of these lessons? So if a woman is raped while drunk, she's at least somewhat responsible. That introduces both notions of being drunk and being raped. That's quite early for those topics, isn't it? Or is it not?
Yeah. I mean, again, those things you've listed in the introduction, they're all quite explicit. And I think the way the Sunday Times has put across that, children as young as 11 will be taught about rape. It all sounds quite shocking when you first hear about it. But, I've got a great deal of confidence in teachers. And I think teachers would be putting these things across in an age-appropriate manner. So I wouldn't expect it to be very explicit at, say, at age 11. But then as children get older, 13, 14, 15, and indeed, it's a fair a minority, but a substantial minority of young people actually having sex. So certainly around about the ages of 15, you'd want it to be more explicit. But I think at the age of 11, I'd trust in teachers to put it across in an age-appropriate manner.
Stay on the line there, Bernice. We're joined also by Andrea Williams, who's Director of Christian Concern, who's quoted in the article not approving of this. Morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Articulate for me your objection to this.
Well, I think that we've looked at 20 years or so of sex education in the schools, and we have to look at whether or not we think that has been successful. What we see is children increasingly sexualized. We see an increase in sexually transmitted diseases. Given them more and more and more education has not solved the issue.
They're not more sexualized by the sex education classes, are they?
In part, of course, because they're introduced to it. I mean, I think many children are being introduced to these concepts through the schools. And indeed, there's a push by our government now to introduce sex education even in primary schools.
Yeah, but I
think we need to take what we're giving to our children very, very seriously. You talked about your children. Indeed, I have four teenagers, and the youngest of those is 13. And I really do think that it would be far too young for her to be introduced to these concepts of rape. There are things that these young and beautiful and innocent children need to be protected from. If we start introducing them to concepts that might disturb them, that might upset them, that might want to make them further investigate them, then we're in very serious territory.
Indeed. You say that 20 years of sex education not helped, it's actually contributed to the sexualization of children. In that 20 years, there has been an information and technological revolution, which means that children get access to far more material elsewhere than they would have done before. So sex education 30 years ago would have been one of the main places where sex was discussed by children. We now live in a world where the internet means it's out there immediately. Do we not need to try and respond to fight that rather than just say, well, let's try and pretend it doesn't exist?
I think we shouldn't respond in this extreme way by exposing them to the extreme end of things.
And we're not exposing them because they're already exposed, aren't they? That's why they're going to get exposed anyway.
Well, I think that, again, what we need to look at here in terms of policy is not so much telling them about it all, but rather protection for them. So we need to be looking at children's access to pornography, these sorts of things. That's actually where we need to be making the policy so that children are protected from that. We need to put children, parents need to be the primary educators of their children in this regard. We shouldn't be pushing it out to the state, to schools, where we cannot regulate for our own children what it is that they're being taught. In this particular regard, as a parent myself of four, I would want to remain firmly as the primary educator of my children, of teaching them how to use the internet, to be protected from it, to be protected from exposing themselves to things that are very harmful.
So you're getting sex education generally in schools. Do you think that should be just the preserve of parents?
I think that very much. I mean, when the government begins to push sex education right down into the primary schools in a way that parents won't be able to control because they won't be there, I think that's very, very alarming indeed. It's a shift that gives control to the state with regard to these matters over our children, when that should really be firmly in the hands of the parents who know how to handle the individual children, who know how to look after them. And that's where primarily the education on these things in the world that we live in needs to be done, because the family unit is the primary unit for the protection of children.
And Bernard, you're still on the line. Do you think that actually we should be talking about internet education lessons rather than sex education?
Well, I think we should be educating children about the internet, but that should be done within these wider social health and personal relationships education within schools. Can I just answer a couple of other things that have just
come
up?
Yeah, go on, be quick.
I mean, I think it's really important for all of us, particularly as we get older, not to get too worried about the risks that children face, nor indeed worry too much about how we're responding to them. I think it's a real danger as we get older. You know, we forget what it's like being a child and a young person, and we can get things out of proportion. I mean, this idea, for example, about children's innocence, I mean, I have some sympathy with that idea, but unfortunately, you know, a lot of lives of a lot of children aren't marked out by innocence. And a lot of children do have to face problems, and I think it's one of our responsibilities as adults to actually help children cope with those problems. And I think one of the, you know, I was saying to you, one of your researchers earlier, that something like one third of all child sex offences are actually carried out by other young people against young people, or indeed even younger children. So that's just one of the risks that children are facing, and we have to help protect children against those risks. And I can sympathise with your other caller saying that parents should be doing this education, but the fact of the matter is that many parents find this quite difficult. And indeed, even sometimes children and young people will find it difficult receiving sex education from their parents. And I think a lot of them will find it easier to take on board when it's done in a more neutral environment of a school.
Bernard Gallagher, child protection expert at Huddersfield University. Thank you very much indeed. So, I'm a bit worried that we get into a sort of Enid Blyton fantasy world that children, if you don't educate them on sex, will never hear about it anywhere else. And that actually you have to just leave it from schools, because that's the best way of preserving children from ever accessing any difficult issues. I believe that the best way of helping people is to give them more information rather than less. Do you agree? 0345 60 60 973. Should pupils aged 11 be told how drink leads to rape? This is LBC. It's 9:15. Very good morning to you. Stig